This one, actually, I'm sure you've heard before. This is the first poem I ever read and it's included on the CD. It's the first thing I ever read at any open mic ever.
Okay, let's hear what this is.
And it's called Too Far. When he met me, he told me I look like Kim Basinger, long blonde locks. But as time wore on, I knew I wasn't her, and I could never be her, and I was never good enough, thin enough, pretty enough. So I got a perm, I straightened my teeth, and bought the Wonder Bra, but it wasn't doing the trick. So I bought Slim Fast, used a stair stepper, ate rice cakes and wheat germ, but I wasn't thin enough. I only dropped 20 pounds. So I went to the spa, got my skin peeled, soaked myself in mud, wrapped myself in cellophane, bought the amino acid facial creams, but I knew they didn't really work. So I went to the doctor. And got my nose slimmed, my tummy stapled, my thighs sucked. Thought about getting a rib or two removed, you know, like Sarah. But I figured they've got to be there for something. And hey, that's just going too far. Yeah.
Okay. Self-mutilation in the name of beauty is always a good thing.
Oh, yeah, all those things that women do. But yeah, that's
the
idea.
And men.
Yeah, men, especially now, they're getting more into things about fashion. Have you seen things about makeup or face sculpting? And you hear things now like putting botulism in your flesh to make you look younger. I'm sorry. I'm not going to go for that idea of Botox. You can say that's safe. I don't want to even.
Why?
Think
I
about
thought
it.
That we would have a Botox party at the next cafe.
Bring your needle. Good
anybody
idea.
With laugh wrinkles or ring, come, please come, and we will. Very good.